Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. We're a little bit later this morning, but we're still kind of early. It's not too bad. Maybe. I don't know. That's what the dog said. Where you been? Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And I wanted to talk. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I'm always listening to podcasts, by the way. Always trying to learn some things, pick up some stuff. And whatever the topic was, and I don't remember now because I wasn't able to bookmark it or place it, but they said, things are simple. We just like to make them complicated. And the more the person research it, I think it was about starting a business. And it was more about the person researching it, the more complicated it got. But in reality, it was a simple decision. And it really dawned on me, that's one of the problems with Scrum in this industry. We like to make things more complicated. So I want to talk about a couple of things, why Scrum is so simple, and some ways you can pull yourself back from the edge of the cliff with Scrum. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. A little lighter hearted activity, just to, when you feel like you're overwhelmed with all the complications, just go back to the basics. Sometimes that's where you start. A lot of sports teams do that, by the way. They overdo it. And you know what? Let's come back. Let's talk about the basics. Do the basics for a while. Then we'll get back into the groove of the thing. So I'm going to talk about that. How as an Agile Coach Scrum Master, you can use that technique to help you and your team survive. And with that, this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get there and get home to family and friends. And I could tell you lots of stories, but this is not story hour. We didn't talk, this is video blog story hour. So late last night did the Agile jobs report. Philadelphia doesn't look very good at all. I'm gonna put some links up, some of the data. I should schedule that in one of the systems to post those up over the week. And tonight I am going to do the ChatGPT show. So I'll post that up tonight. I'll schedule that for tonight. And then tomorrow I'll do outtake or the video from the meetup.com that we did last week. I think I got the hours work. I got a lot of changes coming. I'm upgrading my speed and everything for the connections here. I now made it complicated. I now have two connections going to my house. But I actually did it smartly when the cable guy was like, oh, we can just cut your cable. No, don't cut my cable. We got two different holes. You go in the Comcast hole. There's a Verizon hole over there. So I got two different companies coming into my house. I'll tell you, I'll backups out the yin yang. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. So one of the things I notice about teams and companies, they make things overly complicated. And then you get like safe and you go to layers, and that they're all valid, by the way. There's nothing wrong with them per se. It's what you do with them. I notice teams, they'll detail the heck out of documentation. That's where that documentation comes from. Like every move you make, we got a document. You did it. Do you really need to? No. Does it really add value to it? No, not really. And there's ways to automate, but this also makes it more complicated as the system goes. We don't want to think like a computer where it's every step on the phase, what you're doing all the time. So look at Scrum. Scrum is very, very simple, right? Scrum has five events now. Now we have the sprint, which is the time box, which they call an event, which is the time to get something done, right? It's simple. Then you have a sprint planning session where you plan out what you want to do in that work and you prioritize. And I was having some good conversation with people the other day. It's like, yeah, you just have to do this. The problem is when you don't do your sprint planning is when all stuff hits the fan, right? And people don't, what do you mean? It's like, look at what you got. You got a mess here. It's a mess of work everywhere because you're not like taking a little bit of time. And you don't want to plan a big time box because the longer the time box, the more complicated it gets. See how it goes? Oh, we do 4 weeks or we do whatever. Yeah, it gets more. We want to plan a whole quarter. It's complicated. You're making it way too complicated. Keep small. I mean, keep a vision, right, which is fluffy, right, and keep tight on the short term. you need to do both pace. But anyway, so you have your sprint planning. Then you have a daily scrum where you talk about how are we doing. We had a daily scrum last night, or our check-in. Not a daily, it's like a weekly thing for my mastermind group. We all kind of like, oh God, I'm not doing too good. Everyone has their ups and downs, but the purpose behind the check-in is how can we help you? How can we do that? I got to do something today. We're going to start I took an action item to help out to start book the magic. We're thankful for everything. And that's 28 days of things that I got to post something. I got to find my book and post it up in our chat. So there's that, right? So there's daily scrum. It's very simple. Everyone just goes around the room, says what they did, what they're working on, how they're working on, if they're stuck or they're having problems, and they share with their teammates. And then their teammates join in and try to help out where they can, right? May offer some things. Maybe we'll meet you after this check-in, and we'll talk about it in more depth. Then you have your sprint review, where you demonstrate to your teammates and your stakeholders what you're doing. The purpose behind that is people aren't used to you demonstrating software, maybe, right? It depends on the company. But it gives you an opportunity and say, hey, I got to make this work. Same thing with my robotics club. They're doing stuff. I said, well, we got a competition on Friday. I'm stressing out. I'm too stressed out on that. Trying to get them over the line to actually build a robot. But here's the problem. They're distracted. They're going over talking to their friends. It's like, you got like a week. You got two more sessions to finish your boat before we have to compete. We haven't even been in a pool. Well, that's going to be fun. But you know what? They're going to learn. They're going to learn a lot from this event or not. I don't know. Who knows? And then you have your retrospect where you retrospect over the week. And it's really funny. I hear my wife talk about the robotics club. She's like saying, you know, when we're done this, we'll have to reflect on how we didn't get there, and the kids will have to learn how to reflect. So here's an opportunity to teach kids more agile stuff, more scrum stuff, with a retrospective on how they did or did not get to the finish line to compete in the competition. We're going to modify. Now again, here's agile. The goal was to compete. I'm lucky if I get one or two, maybe ships ready or robots to compete. My wife is saying, well, you know, we still should do something. So we're going to develop our own little competition internal in the club where they all compete. I had to find a pool. It's more complication, but it's an adjustment because we want the kids not to give up and just say, because, well, we missed the deadline. So we just throw our hands up and we give up and we go home. I was like, well, no, you know what? We can still give out little medals or something for the best team of the group here because we have six teams. So it'd be a nice little competition. I'll have to come up, create something, add more scope for later, but that's being agile, right? So that's what it is. And then you have a couple roles. You have a product owner who's in charge of the backlog. And it really came to a revelation to myself that the term product owner is wrong. You're really the owner of the product backlog. You're not the owner of the product. And that's how to do a show on that. But anyway, that's a misnomer. So we'll do a show on that. Talk about why that's it's these things come as they go, right? And as you work, when people ask you questions, like, oh, you're right. It's like a misunderstanding there. There's a dev team. There's a team that's actually doing the creative activity. So there's those two roles. And the Scrum Master helps people understand Scrum. Understand the dynamics of working with other people. And this is where Scrum Masters fail in their career is they rest their laurels on the Scrum, the simple Scrum. Five ceremonies, five events, three roles. Maybe there's a goal. It does your thing. And they rest onto the Scrum Guide. And our whole life's about Scrum Guide. But it's really about dynamics, coaching people, getting them to work together, finding out what's holding them back, and be a little bit of psychiatrist for some of the team members. And how do you get that? And it's tough working with people. That's the tough part. That's the tough part about Scrum. It kind of slams you into other people to work together to produce a better product. Because we all know in the end, it really does. But in essence, Scrum is very simple. And I want to offer, I had some people ask some questions about things of our Slack channel. Someone said, why do you charge $10 a month? Because I want you to participate. I don't want people to not participate. I'd rather make it cost something, but I also want someone to get some value at it and work at it. If I'm just hooked into it, I'm just listening. Am I really getting value out of it? Am I really doing anything with it? I don't think so. It's the same idea why we do this OKRs with my coaching crew, the people I coach, is so they can get some value out of their activities with the coaching sessions. The Slack channel allows you to vent. I try this, that, the other thing. And there's other people that might come in like myself who would, you know, you tried everything. You just got it. At some point, you're good. Some people just need some confirmation that they tried everything they can do to make it work. And I said, sometimes that's what you get. You know, some places, that's why people move in and out or whatever. They move on to another thing or whatever. But that's where you max out, because there's always a barrier that you just sometimes can't get by. There's ways to get around it. It just takes a little bit more time. You can break any dam and cut any river. It just takes longer. It just does. So, but we have that Slack channel, which I'm going to play the little video on. And, you know, I want people to grow, because those remote jobs, from what I read last night, we'll see what happens next week after Tuesday night. Those remote jobs are really getting hammered right now. I don't know. I don't know how long they're going to stay around for. Definitely a hybrid, but I don't know about pure remote, unless there's just so little talent and a company wants to have their company in some place and because they like it, but there's not enough talent and understanding how this works around the world that they do remote. Maybe. All right. So I'm going to play the video on the Slack channel. Encourage everyone. It's a good opportunity if you need someone to talk to. And just put, hey, I'm frustrated with that. You know, like I had one person who'd said that the other day. We got a comment here. Can we find you on LinkedIn? Oh, yeah. Just look up Greg Mester, M-E-S-T-E-R. Look up 5 a.m. Mester Scrum. I'm like the agile cheerleader on there. And I am going to change my banner because I'm learning that with the marketing thing. But, yeah, you can find me. So, yes, you can. So, Christina, yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. Just connect them, open the connection. I got 13,000 connections, so we'll see. And I'm trying to still grow it. I want to make 20,000 at some point. But just because I like talking to people. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. I want to play the thing on LinkedIn. If you need anybody to chat with regarding ads or whatever, just send me a note. See if you want to do our link, our Slack channel thing. It's a great way to get a hold of me, because it's not like 1,000 people and LinkedIn sends you junk and stuff like that. But if you have Azure questions and you want to, hey, just bounce some ideas. That's why you hire a coach. That's why you get a coach. My Slack channel is the cheap coach. So it's a cheap opportunity to ask questions. And then if it really gets big, I'll tell you, look, it's like, you got a lot of cover. Do you want to do coaching or whatever? I'll go to, we'll offer that up. Or for your own personal development, we are putting together, it's out there, it's in practice, the OKR session. So anyway, I want to wish you all good. Just remember, Scrum is relatively simple. When you feel like you're getting overly complicated, just reflect, you know what? I'm going to take a break from pushing it too far, trying to get too much. Just come back. How are the ceremonies running? How's everyone doing? Reflecting on that. And are they doing good? If they are doing well, leave it at that for a little bit. Let it soak in for a while. And then try the next stage. Have some one-on-ones with people. See what you can do. See what's stopping them. Challenge them. Work on those retrospectives, right? I'm even doing retrospectives with a bunch of fifth, sixth, seventh graders, maybe. I don't think we have one eighth grader, maybe. So it will work. It does work. And even my wife says, we need to retrospect. I was laughing. Anyway, have a great day. Let me do the video, and we'll see you soon. Bye. Hey, and welcome. Thank you very much from the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show for all your support and activities and contributing to our program. We are starting to offer this Agile Slack channel where Agile people can come together, talk about different aspects. I just wanted to share some of the things we have. Podcasts, masterminding, conferences, job interviews, questions. We do introduction, we do motivation, we talk about Kanban, product owner QA testing, retrospective, a little bit of everything, celebrating your wins and your agile practices, things that energize you, sharing different things, different programs. And we wanted to bring this because a lot of these social media engines, it's all based on algorithm and not necessarily what you're interested in this way. And this Slack program that you can comment, contribute, and watch and learn from others in the Agile group at your pace at when you want to do. If you're interested, please send me a message. Connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We can go on our website. We have a blog post on how to join our Slack channel. I just want to have a 30-minute conversation, make sure this works for you, because we want people that are active, that are going to come in maybe once a week or every day if you like, but not like once every 6 months. We want to make sure people are active and engaged, and this is beneficial for them and us and everyone in the community. It's $10 a month or $100 for the year. It's not very expensive. It's kind of like going to the gym, working out, but at a pace that's affordable for most people and enough to support the program. So send me a message if you think you're interested, and we hope you do join us. Take care. Bye. So it's funny. I was watching. I was looking at the scrolling of the Scrum out, the U.S. banners. That was the mistake. I didn't update that piece. Oh, I got to fix that. Anyway. That was the wrong data for the United States. So I switched it over to the European Union, and I'll fix the data for later. Anyway, you have a great day. See you tomorrow. See you tonight when I broadcast the ChatGPT stuff. All right, take care. Bye. See ya.